New York became the first state in the nation to pass tough new gun control laws earlier this week. Governor Andrew Cuomo convinced his state legislature to act even before President Obama unveiled his own gun control plan. This isn't the only time the first-term governor has pulled off a major legislative victory. In 2011, New York approved gay marriage. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio takes a closer look now at how the new gun bill came together.
On the first day of the 2013 legislative session, Governor Andrew Cuomo gave an impassioned State of the State address. The governor, who owns a hunting rifle, exhorted the legislature to act quickly.
No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
Less than a week later, Cuomo was signing the bill into law, calling it common sense.
We understand. No one else has to die. No more innocent loss of life.
Cuomo has translated his consistently high popularity ratings into political capital to achieve big changes in a state government that not very many years ago was dubbed the most dysfunctional in the nation. Steve Greenberg is with Siena College, which conducted a poll that found the majority of New Yorkers, Democrats and Republicans, back the stronger assault weapons ban.
This governor has demonstrated that he knows how to use the carrot and stick approach to governing and to getting the legislature to do what he wants to do. And that's why he's been so successful in his first 2 years in office.
Other observers say there's another reason: driving ambition. Cuomo wanted to be first. Fred LeBrun is a longtime writer with the Albany Times Union who describes himself as a gun-owning liberal Democrat. He says New York's previous laws were sufficient.
We already have an assault weapons ban. We're already down to the 10 rounds that the president is seeking to get for the rest of the country. We already have these things. Why do we need to do better than that? Only because the governor, driven by his own ambitions on the national scene, is saying, I want to be fastest and bestest and make everybody look at me, look at me.
LeBrun says Cuomo had a head start in trying to understand the Byzantine Albany culture. He's the son of former New York governor and Democratic icon Mario Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo managed his father's campaign, and just out of law school, he served as a dollar-a-year top advisor during Mario Cuomo's early time in office.
He was not the most pleasant person, but then again, no one should be held accountable for the way they are in their 20s, but he was forming himself, and he was difficult to deal with. He could be nasty and aggressive, but he got things done.
When Cuomo finally became governor himself, he was uniquely prepared to exploit weaknesses in New York's waning Republican Party. He agreed to let the GOP have some provisions in the bill that they could take credit for. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos touted the stiffer penalties for use of illegal guns.
This is going to go after those who are bringing illegal guns into the state, who are slaughtering people in New York City in particular.
But conservative Senator Greg Ball expressed some bitterness.
We haven't saved any lives tonight, except for one, the political life of a governor who wants to be president.
But Cuomo says he's focusing for now on being the best governor he can be. But should he seek higher office, he might find that what plays in New York might be harder to sell to the rest of the nation. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.